Karlstad is equipped for flooding. Karlstad is located beside one of Sweden's largest lakes, and the Klarälven River runs straight through the city centre. Having water in the heart of the city is beautiful, but the flood risk is something that Karlstad municipality must always take into account when it comes to building new homes and businesses. The city by the water. Branches of the Klarälven River flow through Karlstad into Lake Vänern, forming Northern Europe's largest freshwater delta. A city by the water means both opportunities and risks. The close proximity to the water creates opportunities for establishing attractive areas for Karlstad's residents and visitors. But it also means a risk of flooding, caused by high levels either of the river or the lake, or by heavy rain downpours. In the worst case, these three scenarios could occur at the same time. Climate impact. Studies show that the amount of rain is expected to increase in the future due to climate change. Therefore, extraordinarily high demands are placed on strategic prevention activities for a city such as Karlstad. Karlstad is growing, and the flood risk is something that the municipality must pay great attention to when planning new development. The city's infrastructure needs to be robust and durable to withstand extreme weather. Buildings must be built with regard to rising water, so, for example, construction cannot take place lower than certain established levels. Flood maps. An important part of the work on managing flood risks is to investigate the water flows and levels that can be expected in Karlstad so that we can adapt accordingly. Flood maps are an important part of the work to see how Karlstad is affected by different flows. These maps show where the water will flow as levels rise. Even areas located some distance away from the shore may risk flooding as the groundwater rises and settles on low-lying land, such as in the Nordstrand neighborhood. Reduce risks and consequences. Another important part of protecting the city against flooding is securing critical social infrastructure. Karlstad municipality has carried out several major projects to reduce the risks and consequences of high water flows and large amounts of rainfall. One of these projects resulted in one of the first roads in Sweden that is specially designed to cope with heavy rain. This road runs through the Lamberget neighborhood in Karlstad. The road is V-shaped. During torrential downpours, the water is led into wells in the middle of the road. This prevents the houses along the street being flooded. The water is then led out to the river via wells. A flood barrier has also been built between Lake Vänern and Karlstad's inner harbor. The steel and wood barrier can be closed when Lake Vänern's water level approaches the critical mark. Two large pumps will pump away water inside the barrier, thus protecting homes in the area from flooding. The central hospital in Karlstad must function even in the event of a large flood. By building an elevated walking and cycling path from the Elfgarten Rosenborgsgatan crossing to the green area north of the residential dwellings along Rosenborgsallén, the hospital can carry on functioning even if water rises 3 meters above the normal level in the Klarälven River. The flood barrier was built through a collaboration between Karlstad Municipality and the County Council of Värmland.